Oh, how long ago was it? 1982, when Tron came out. What did computers sound like back then?
No.
What are they saying? Can you understand that? Do it again.
No.
No.
Hello.
Hello?
No.
Oh, that's the sound of one of the little bots in Tron.
Bit.
Yeah, there we
it's
go.
The bit.
The bit, right. Okay, so Tron Legacy comes out today. And, you know, the view inside the computer has certainly changed. Let's listen to a clip. Imagining a world inside some digital chip kind of planet thing. That's what Tron was sort of about in its original incarnation. What's it about this time around? Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday, joins us. Good morning, Rafer.
Good morning.
Any excitement at all about the new Tron?
I have to say I was not very excited about this one. I don't know if you were a fan of the original Tron. I was not. You know, and I was the target
nobody
demographic.
Was.
No, nobody yeah. was. Yeah. You know, but I was a video game geek. I programmed my own video games on a TRS-80 Model 1, if that takes you back.
Trash 80, yes,
yes.
Absolutely.
And, you know, but the original Tron I thought was really sort of dull and very dated looking. And I think this one, for all of the sexiness they've added and the nightclub scenes and, you know, Daft Punk DJing and the cyber club, I just think it looks just as dated as the old one.
All right. Well, dated schmated. It's still a world that we could barely imagine, even back in 1982. Kit Holiday joins us, Tron fan, but basically we hired you because we asked you in here to talk about the fact that you're a network infrastructure engineer, right?
Yes, that's true.
Now, you actually know what it looks like inside the computers. You actually live in the places where the Tron people go, right?
Well, in a manner of speaking, yes.
And it looks nothing like that, right?
No, it's not nearly so pretty.
And what did you make of the original Tron movie when it came out? I mean, as bad as the movie kind of was, I love the world they created.
Oh, absolutely. It was, at the time it came out, now, you know, I was not at that time doing any programming of my own. I was still too young for that. But when it came out in the theaters where I lived, it was beautiful. There was nothing like it. The game grid was just fantastic. And, you know, we were all frequent visitors of the video arcades. And, you know, we could almost, you know, envision ourselves in this world.
You could envision yourself talking to Blue Leader on one of those bikes. Listen.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, and they did have the Tron game as well in the arcades.
Well, let's take you back, okay?
This is Blue Leader to Blue Bikes. Run these guys into your jet walls.
Copy, Blue Leader.
Copy, Blue Leader.
This is Gold 1 to Gold 2 and 3.
Split up. Take them one-on-one.
Kit Holiday, you'll probably understand this. The computers that they used at Disney to make the original Tron had only 2 meg of memory. And the discs only had 330 megs. They had to incorporate sort of resolution errors in their animation into the film because they didn't have the computer power or even the money to correct them. How much has changed today, do you think?
Oh, my goodness. Well, first off, the average file size of, say, a Word document is probably 26 meg. So you're looking at something, you know, I mean, if it's large, you know, but you're looking at something, or I don't know. The scale is just an order of magnitude larger now. Everything's bigger. Everything's more powerful.
Or maybe 6 orders of magnitude. You know, back in 1982, yeah. The internet, Rafer, wasn't a big deal.
Right.
It really wasn't. I mean, it seems to me that the virtual world that was envisioned by the original Tron is actually more like the internet than it is like some interior world of a computer box. Would you agree?
I don't know. I mean, the film itself was really forward-looking in that sense. I mean, you have to give it its due. I mean, these ideas of cyberspace and virtual reality and even like the whole notion of a hacker. I mean, we didn't even have words for these things back then. I mean, and no one really knew what they were. But I just feel like the film itself wound up looking, it was all just kind of maybe green and yellow on a largely black background. It was very dull looking to me.
Let me ask you a question about that. One of the criticisms of the first film was that the special effects were interesting at the time for people who didn't know a lot about special effects, but the movie had no heart. It didn't have a lot of emotional pull.
Right.
Is that important, though, in a movie like this? I mean, Avatar pulled it off. Should Tron be able to do the same?
I think that's a big problem with the film. I think that was a problem with the first film. I think it's a problem with the new film, is that there's no, the characters are really thin. thin. The storyline is really thin, if not baffling. And I feel like what that leaves you with is a lot of it leaves you relying on the visuals and the style. And once again, I found that
the imagination sort of fills in the picture to some extent. Kit Holiday, do the characters in either the old Tron or the new Tron match anything you think about when you think about the objects that you manipulate as a network infrastructure engineer?
Oh, not in the least. They're far too pleasant.
So inside a real computer, everyone's very happy. It's sort of a utopian world. There's nobody trying to kill anyone else.
Well, right. Maybe we're just all wanting to kill our hardware.
So all those error messages are completely benign, Kit?
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
are you going to the new movie?
Oh, yeah, I'll go.
Absolutely. And the bar is low that basically if they can get the projector working, you're in.
Oh, yeah, yeah. If only to see the light bikes.
Kit Holiday is a Tron fan and a network infrastructure engineer. Talking about Tron Legacy, which comes out today. Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday. Rafer, you ready for trivia?
I'm ready.
All right. There are two actors who were in both Tron and Tron Legacy. One of them is Jeff Bridges, of course.
Right.
Can you name the other one?
Bruce Boxleitner.
Nice.
Well done.
Nice. Do you know what he played?
Tron.
And?
Is it Alan?
There he goes. Oh, man.
Whoa.
Right.
The guy who doesn't like the movie.
No stumping Rafer today.
Possibly named after the computer programmer who was married to one of the screenwriters, by the way.
Oh, my God.
Alan Key.
This is Trivia Plus now.
Trivia Plus
now. But do you think, I mean, Tron got bad reviews when it came out. Do you think 20 years or more from now,
almost
they'll
30.
Look back at this as a cult movie also?
You know, I personally have a real skepticism about how big that Tron cult really is. Disney has been very good about getting journalists to say to identify Tron as the 1982 cult hit rather than the 1982 flop. But I'm a little skeptical about that, and I have a hard time seeing this new Tron having legs.
Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday and our takeaway movie reviewer, also the star of the Movie Date podcast with Kristen Meinzer. You know, Jeff Bridges in his interview says this is a Buddhist movie.
Oh, that explains it.
Isn't that interesting?
There you go.
Rafer has more movies for you in the podcast Movie Day. He and takeaway producer Kristen Meinzer talk films. As much as they like Jeff Daniels, they really want him to answer one question.
You're in a computer land. Why are you acting like the dude? Why are you acting like the guy from Big Lebowski? Are you going to be drinking a virtual white Russian?
All right. No Big Lebowski jokes in Tron. That's Jeff Bridges, of course, that they're talking about. Special thanks to our producer in Boston, Liz Ross. I'm John Hockenberry. You are?
I'm Noel King, and for Celeste Headlee, and this is The Takeaway.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.